The Highlands Opera Studio can be found in Haliburton, Ontario, and it has been with us for 18 years now as part of the Highland Opera Theatre. The organization supports emerging operatic talent. It offers top-level coaching and professional development for young performers. The studio produces live events, fully staged operas, and master classes. A fundraiser concert in support of the Highlands Opera Studio will take place on Sunday, February 9th, 2:30 p.m. at the Jane Mallet Theatre in downtown Toronto. The concert will feature internationally acclaimed American dramatic soprano and 2024 Wagner Society Award recipient Christine Gerke, along with prominent Canadian operatic artists. This will be Miss Gerke's only Canadian appearance in 2025. That's reason enough right there. Tickets at HighlandsOperaStudio.com. Joining us on the line from Montreal this afternoon, a name very familiar to Canadians and opera lovers, Richard Margeson. He certainly spent some time in Ontario, but was born in Victoria, and that's also my hometown as well, Victoria, BC. And he's seen a wonderful recording and performance career all over the world. And Richard is in the Canadian Opera Hall of Fame, an officer to the Order of Canada, and a medal recipient for the Golden and Diamond Jubilees of Queen Elizabeth. He helped to found the Highlands Opera Studio, where he is co-artistic director, and we've reached him, where he is a professor with the University of Montreal. Richard Margeson, welcome back to the New Classical FM.
Thank you very much. It's great to be back.
Richard, on the topic of Victoria, I mean, I grew up in Cordova Bay in the 80s and 90s, and yours was a name that was just sort of ubiquitous in the culture of classical music, of opera. And you think back to those days, you've been all around the world, and here we are in Quebec and Ontario these days. But you think back to those days, what comes to mind?
Well, I think back to those days, and I must say that some of the earlier days were some of the most fun, you know, doing opera touring, opera in the schools, and actually in those days, probably the mid-70s, I was still doing my lounge lizard routine and singing with a bit of backup and doing more Gordon Lightfoot, Elton John, James Taylor, that kind of stuff.
It's pretty fascinating when I hear that and I think back to the, I mean, it was sort of a coffee house situation, lounge situation, and to then later be on a metropolitan stage. I mean, hard to navigate how that all came together. I mean, that must seem like a magic trick in its own way.
Well, you never know. And I mean, I went to university to get a degree so I could teach music in the schools and met my voice teacher. She said, no, you should be singing opera. And the rest is history, pretty much. She was my driving force and opened my eyes to actually to making a living at something that I never anticipated making a living at. So
amazing.
As you said earlier, I mean, I've seen pretty much every major opera house in the world and traveled the world many times doing something that I love to do. So
I will say that, I mean, we've been in polar vortex here. I think you've been in the same. Sometimes Victoria does sound pretty good this time of year. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, it definitely does. Sadly, I don't get back there as much as I would like, but looking out the window from my studio here in the University of Montreal, and it's a beautiful sunny day, and I know that if I open the window, I'm going to want to go to Victoria. So the cold gets colder as you get older.
It's true. Tell us about 18 years ago. You decide to create this organization, and you have some people around you to do that, and what was the thinking? What was the hope?
Well, the thinking then was, you know, my career at that point was starting to wind down. I decided I didn't want to be away as much. And my wife, Valerie Quinca, who is my co-artistic director, we sat down and we talked about the formative years of my career. And in the early part of my career, I did a lot of work with an outfit by the name of Canada Opera Piccola, which was run by Pierrette Allary and Léopold Simoneau, two phenomenal singers, both from Quebec. And it created a bridge between, say, the university or a conservatory situation into the professional world. And at that point, we felt that there was no bridge for people. And how do you network? How do you meet people that are going to further your career? Once you come out of an institution, all of a sudden there's this dark void. How do you get started?
Sure.
We felt that we needed to create that bridge for all the wonderful young Canadian artists coming out of university and out of conservatory situations. We started with a 2-week program, and now we're up to a 5-week program. We also have the Highlands Opera Studio Community School, which runs year-round. It's grown and grown and grown, and Valerie is just an amazing driving force. She's a dynamo when it comes to initiatives and finding money, and it's really a joy to be able to work with your partner as well on something that we both share and both love.
Yeah, you have to have that trust in that relationship to make that work, because it is business sometimes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm so happy to hear that it has worked on that level. This fundraiser is so important. We all know that it's difficult to keep an arts organization going, but you've kind of pulled out the stops to make it work. Jane Mallet Theater in Toronto, Sunday, February 9th, 2:30 p.m. through 5 p.m. You can get your tickets at HighlandsOperaStudio.com. That's HighlandsOperaStudio.com. And we'll start with the American Superstar. Star soprano Christine Kirke, just a big star on the opera stage, certainly in the United States.
A tour de force, and I was lucky enough to do some work with her before I stepped aside, and we did Elektra together. It's really exciting to have somebody of that stature come and support what we do. She's one of our professional consultants, has been over the last few years, and is a firm believer in what we are trying to do in mentoring all of these young, phenomenal Canadian talents. For her to come and donate her time and work with other singers, we have four of our alumni, Sam Chan, baritone, Simona Jenga, Lauren Margeson, and Scott Rumble, all having wonderful careers now. So it's going to be an afternoon of musical delights, and I think in an intimate setting where people can actually hear the glory of the human voice that much closer and be blown away by it.
How is the repertoire built around her, or how have you set the program up?
Yes, we've appealed to what she would like to sing. There will be a lot of chestnuts, as I say, and then the other alumni we've listened to everything that they put into the pot, and out of that, we've come up with quite an interesting program that goes from everything from Wagner to a little bit of Broadway. So there's going to be something for everybody. It's not going to be just an afternoon of opera. It will be absolutely everything.
It is pretty tough to bring in the big names, even to a city like Toronto. So this is particularly special that Christine Kirke will be here. And I'll point out again, the only Canadian appearance in 2025. So
that's special. Correct. And thanks to one of our wonderful sponsors, donors, Vonda Treiser. Vonda Treiser Initiatives, she has helped us immensely for decades. And just to have her underwrite the concert for us, it's absolutely wonderful, and we're so thankful to Vonda for everything she continues to do.
I'll ask, you've had so many people come through those doors of Highlands Opera Studio. I mean, is there a story or an anecdote from, you know, somebody who trained with your organization where you are watching those wings soar at this point? Is there something that comes to mind?
One interesting thing that comes to mind for me is that several of the people that have come through our program were inspired to go into opera, having gone to Opera in the Schools programs and heard myself and others years ago when I was starting out. We were doing Opera in the Schools on tour, and that's what inspired them to get into opera. And now to go full circle, having, you know, sung for these people in, let's say, the late 1970s, early 80s, then once they graduated, all of a sudden here they are having operatic careers as well. So it's really quite lovely to see what goes around comes around.
Absolutely. We'll remind people once again, the concert happening in Toronto, Sunday, February 9th, 2:30 p.m. You can pick up tickets at HighlandsOperaStudio.com. Christine Kirke, obviously the centerpiece of this, but some incredible talent that is part of this studio as well. And Richard Margeson, it's just been a real pleasure to spend a few moments with you, and you're just an incredible name in this country for all that you've done for the arts. So thank you for being here.
Well, wonderful to be with you. And if I may, I would just like to say that in the political climate of the day, we like to think that there's not going to be a lot of politics in the arts, just a lot of beautiful music and beautiful thoughts. And we really do need the support of people to come out and champion this cause, because funding is getting harder and harder to find for the arts, as you well know. And we really do hope that people will buy tickets and come out and support what we're doing to promote the next generation of young Canadian talent.
Again, HighlandsOperaStudio.com, 2:30 p.m. on Sunday, February 9th, and featuring the great Christine Kirke.